See terms of use.
It is a good day program, and it is a good day. The crowd's already gathering in Dallas, although they may be slipping and sliding a little bit. But the weather's supposed to improve for the game on Sunday. The game will be played, what is it, 6:30 Eastern time? Is that the time it starts? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's 3:30 our time, yeah.
Prime time. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, February the 4th. The view from on top, when I say that, I'm on top of the world. I'm sitting on top of the world.
That's right. You're in the Mile High City, aren't you?
I'm in the Mile High City. The Mile High City of Denver, Colorado. There are a lot of things that are happening here that are similar to what's going on elsewhere. Certainly, there's Super Bowl fever.
It's cold.
Newspapers are full. It's cold and miserable. Last night when I was driving from the airport into the city, I must have seen 14, 15 spin-outs. People, and it was amazing. This one car, by the way, it was a BMW. They seem to be the ones that have the most trouble in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
This guy put his foot on the brake and held it there. You never do that. You don't in the ice and the snow.
You go with it, right?
You have to be able to twist. You have to be able to spin. You got to be able to move. And if you lock up, if you jack up those brakes, man, you're looking for trouble. This guy spun around about four times, ended up off the road. When other people around him were able, you know, I mean, there certainly is a danger. I'm driving a fairly small car, and I was very careful to go very slowly. As a matter of fact, Brendan says that I'm showing my age because I've begun to slow down. I've been driving much more within the speed limit than I used to. So he teases me when I'm driving through town at 35 miles an hour when, duh, the speed limit's 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, does that mean he's given you the challenge? He's laid it down so that you have to overcompensate?
No, I think he's teasing his father, which he likes to do.
Okay.
So anyway, we have lots of things going on. The usual bill of fare here. Whatever goes, goes. DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. Details there on Ronald Reagan's 400-pound, 100 birthday cake. This week is the... And I mean, that's why there's so much focus on Ronald Reagan, his two sons fighting about whether he had Alzheimer's or didn't have Alzheimer's when he was in the presidency, that kind of stuff. But you know what? In the Time magazine cover with Barack Obama and Ronald Reagan, I mean, how ridiculous is whatever the premise of that, it's just bad. That's all. That's all I say about it. It's just bad. Meanwhile, stories here that have been on most of the conventional radio stations are hard to get away from Egypt. And what I find most interesting about this, the various angles that have been covered well, but more than anything else, the attention the news media is trying to call to itself. Christiane Amanpour, she was attacked. The car, the windshield. If I've seen that piece of B-roll once, I've seen it 100 times. There is a crack in the windshield, and they stove in the side of the car. Okay, so what? Who cares? And so the story about Anderson Cooper, poor boy, he got belted in the face. You think that was the only thing going on over there? Every other time you turn around on CNN, Anderson Cooper complaining about getting punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. He got punched twice now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Stop
you
the
didn't
presses.
Hear that?
No.
He not only got punched the day before, but yesterday he got attacked in his car.
My God, what a horror. Terrible. Anderson
Although I
Cooper.
Do feel sorry for the Fox guy, because I guess he got pretty severely beat up.
Actually, Katie Couric got menaced a little bit. She was forced off the road and may have been physically assaulted. That would upset me, because I like Katie Couric. I don't care about the others, but I do like her. And there was apparently a Greek reporter that was stabbed in the leg.
Oof.
So, big time. But many of the journalists have been detained in Cairo. And you listen to, you kind of get around the foolishness, Mubarak and his... The thing that is so stunning about all of this, Jennifer, is for people now to realize how much money this guy has ripped off America and other trading partners, how much money this family has. This guy's net worth is a minimum of $48 billion dollars.
Wow.
This guy was a school teacher. He'd never been, and he got involved in politics, much like LBJ, by the way. LBJ wasn't a billionaire when he died, but he was a school teacher, then got into Congress, never had any real money. Most he ever made was $200,000 a year as president. But yet, strangely, when he died, he left an estate of $14.8 million. Gee, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Good investments.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, and they all complained about Spiro Agnew. Remember when he got caught taking the money in the
yep.
envelope and was summarily thrown out of office? There's so much corruption. Politics, people say, why does anybody want to be president? Or why does anybody want to run for Congress? Or why does anybody want to get involved? The reason people get involved, you find the true stripes, the true colors, as the old song goes. The true colors of people come out when you see what they get after they've been in office, after they've influence peddled, after they've been there and been able to connect with the lobbyists and the jobs that they get. It even filters down to those of you who've been in the service. Now, many officers in the Air Force, for example, after they get out, went to work for contractors, big contractors. And that's part of the complaint this week. One of the stories this week we haven't had time to talk about is the, I think it was somebody, I'm trying to remember what the number was. I saw it in a newspaper article on the plane yesterday. I think it's $400 billion of waste, fraud, and abuse, corruption. And the amount of money these contractors, or a couple hundred contractors that were convicted of ripping off the Pentagon to the tune of billions of dollars.
Wow.
And they all kept getting contracts. Keep getting the contract. Make the deals. Hey, and who's foolish? We're foolish because we take care of our, I guess we allow these people to take care of themselves. Number four item this week on the talk radio countdown is the national debt and all the discussion about that, what to do to curb it. It looks like the most they can cut out is about $40 billion left in this fiscal year. That's something. But so many of these programs have so just loaded, chock-a-block full of fraud. And it isn't just fraud here. Again, using Mubarak as the standard, how many other countries? A lot of you don't like the fact that we have foreign aid to the extent that we do, because we're basically giving these people, like Mubarak, who's basically been a dictator, we, over the years, he's taken 25% of everything that came through the door. If you don't, this is something that people knew 10, 15 years ago. If you don't pay off the Mubarak family, you can't do business in Egypt. That's it. So now, wouldn't you think he'd be happy with the $48 billion or whatever and go away? Oh, wait, I can't. He says, I can't.
Right.
He tells Christiane Amanpour, I want to leave, but I can't.
But I can't, right.
Really? And what's keeping you there, sir? Well, I need another couple of billion before I hit the road. That's the bottom line. Isn't that amazing? It really is. All right. Enough on that. Amazing is the fact that got a week left until Valentine's Day, right? A week and a day or something.
You better hurry, Dougie.
Today's the 4th. No, I have 10 days. I'm all set. I've taken advantage of the ProFlowers.com deal this week. 100 blooms of love. You could be the recipient. You just might, Jennifer Horn. Be the recipient.
I sure hope so.
These beautiful flowers, 100 blooms of love this week. Today is the last day. A free glass vase, $19.99 for the basic bottom line introductory offer. Now, you can add to that. I have heard a number of people talk about this, a number of radio hosts talking about this deal this week, the 100 blooms of love, but I haven't heard anybody talk about what you can get as a Good Day listener. And that's chocolates, a teddy bear, and a lavender bath kit, $10 more.
I looked online. It's really nice.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. All right. So here's the deal. You go online to proflowers.com, click on the telephone at the top right corner, type in my name, Doug, D-O-U-G, or you can call them at 800-PRO-FLOWERS, P-R-O-F-L-O-W. Those are the seven letters, ProFlowers. Mention Doug and get this deal. The only way to get this incredible 100 Blooms of Love offer with the chocolates, the teddy bear, and the lavender bath kit is to call today. Call now. Imagine you're losing out on this. This could be the best deal of the season. If you haven't tried Pro Flowers yet, now's the time to do it. Guaranteed for Valentine's Day delivery. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Doug or go online to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Doug.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Winter is really heating up at Rite Aid during Winter Rewards. That's right, cool temps mean hot values and prizes with your Wellness Plus card, like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases now through February 26th add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products. You'll also be entered to win one of over 800 prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. Winter Rewards, now through February 26th, only at Rite Aid. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are eligible to see results and participate in the Hydralyze trial. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-381-5589. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience results with Hydralyze. Call this number today, 1-800-381-5589. Once more, that's 1-800-381-5589.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, dear Jennifer. Happy
Cha-cha-cha.
Birthday to you.
Thank you, Dougie.
Get some video so we can have it up on the website on Monday.
Video
of your birthday.
Secretly, I'm going to William Shatner's Super Bowl party.
Oh, you are?
For my birthday.
Well,
I'll
Howard.
Take photos.
One of the things that I'm dealing with in Denver this week by a friend and your friend, Howard Price. He's a fellow that I do business with here on the program, and he lives in Denver, but he's happy to tell everybody he's going to Shatner's.
He's going to be famous, you know.
He says he's going on his television program, and he's been talking about this for weeks. I got to leave. I'm having dinner with him on Saturday night. I got to have dinner early because I got to get to Shatner's on Sunday.
He's coming out, and he is adorable.
Yeah, he's a hot banana.
He's going to be great.
Adorable, Charlie Sheen has basically this week tried to have everybody understand that he's the current-day Errol Flynn. Errol Flynn, some of you may remember if you're old enough, was quite a ladies' man. He was a big partier. He died very young. I think he was 54 when he died because his heart just gave out because he never slept. He had women on top of women, and he was a big drinker, one of America's most successful actors in that time, and everybody knows, when you say Errol Flynn, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So is Charlie Sheen fair in comparing himself? I mean, it's ridiculous, I think. It sounds stupid. Remember the expression, in like Flynn?
Yeah.
That comes from Errol Flynn's experiences with women. If you're in like Flynn, then you're A-OK with the women. So the new expression is in like Sheen? Is that in like Sheen?
I don't want to be in like Sheen.
Charlie Sheen compares himself to Errol Flynn. I don't think so. His father is trying to get into the role of taking care of his son again, which hopefully will happen for the kid. He's not a kid. He's a man. 21 after on Good Day.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Near you.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Are you wearing your hammer pants?
I am. Well, actually, I'm not wearing any pants, but nobody will know that.
They do now.
I know. So, we don't have video where I am today, so it won't make any difference. I'm looking a little grisly this week anyway. Too much travel and a little less, not enough sleep. That's MC Hammer at 24 After on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, getting things all set up for the day. And Jennifer Horn is here, ready, willing, and able. Sounds always pert and alive, as is MC Hammer. Jennifer likes Mr. Hammer.
Oh, yes, I do.
Now,
please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
Oprah this week that he was a cyber geek.
He is. He's on Twitter all the time.
Yeah, he's always on Twitter.
I went to Silicon Graphics in 1994 and said, I heard that the Internet will allow you to deliver video. What is it going to take? So I stuck with it all the way from 94 until YouTube. If you look on YouTube, you'll see me there when they were on top of a pizza parlor and only had three or four computers. So I just stuck with it all the way because I wanted to end the monopoly of stopping my art from being seen or three or four people having the right to stop it.
Yeah. Good for you.
Is that the right thing for him to do?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because he's one of the guys that was on top of the mountain for a little while and then fell right off. And he had to find another way, and good for him.
Good
Mostly
for all of
Mostly because he was
who
supporting his friend.
Another way. I've found a new way. I have this new technical genius.
You are.
I really have become. I think I'm going to somehow or other nominate my. Is there a Nobel Peace Prize or Nobel Prize for a technical genius?
First Facebook, now Comrex. Yeah. The world is your oyster. Yeah.
I know when you're up on the podium, the first person you ought to thank, though,
is you.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the story. I tell the story every time we go somewhere new. Yeah. And the story, for the benefit of the people, I mean, there's no reason for us to tell the story other than to give people hope. Every story that I tell on this program has some relativity to the people who are listening to the program. Otherwise, why tell the story? So in this circumstance, we have this new audio digital device that's really state-of-the-art. And I can use it in circumstances where I can't get sort of what we call before radio-quality broadcast lines. And so I take it with me now wherever I go. And Richie has become my hero. If anything, in the last couple of weeks, Richie and I, we've been close, but I think we've, for whatever the reason, I feel like we're closer. And one of the reasons, and I'm not being facetious, I love Richie, and I had a wonderful time at his house when I had to stay there a week or so ago. And then this
We're just spending way too much time together right
maybe
now.
Maybe that's the problem. Yeah, that could be it, yeah. So this equipment has to connect to a digital line. And so when I go to a hotel or I go someplace where we don't have lines, I got to make sure that they have a line that I can hook into this box. And then each time you use it, it requires a different setting and a different sort of doodad thing, and it has a little pointer. And I'm
a stylus.
Yeah, and so
it's a touch screen. It looks like one of the things that the FedEx guy would come in.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great
and
analogy.
And sign off your package on it. When he'd hand it to you and have you sign. It looks like one of those. It allows Doug to be on the air.
Yeah, and then you use the stylus, and you have to bring up last night Richie was laughing. I called him out of a dead sleep because I had to get this thing hooked up. And so as I hooked it up, I have the stylus onto the little keypad. Now, the keypad's about an inch until you hit it, and then it fills up the bottom of the screen, and you can type in whatever you have to type in, name, address, ranks. But it was just cool the way we had a guy who was on the tech staff here come up, and between the three of us, we worked it out, and it didn't take 3-4 minutes, and we were all set.
Mm-hmm.
This is like so new. Very few people have this piece of technology.
Better than the old days when you'd be calling me from the UK in some hotel or some friend's house, and we'd have to try 57 times before we'd get a
connection. Yeah, different things before we'd get connected. Right, exactly. But isn't it interesting all the technology in the years that we've gone through and how quickly it all changes? Very cool stuff. Technology is not your enemy, as I am finding out. The weather is your enemy, and we're seeing more of that this weekend, unfortunately. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
All right, 2020 News Quiz time. Is 29 past the hour. The news quiz from the 20 minutes past the hour mark to the 20 before the hour mark. That's how much time. That's the window for usually me to ask the question and you to answer it. So here's the question. I want you to identify Roger Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N. Why is he important to what has happened in our country this week? Roger Vinson. Who is he? If you know, you call us at 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK. Identify Roger Vinson. For one of these, man, look at these ski trips that we have. I got a list of them coming out of my ears here.
Oh, they're listed on the website if you want to go see them, too.
Oh, that's good. At DougStefan.com.
Right below Roberta's Queen of Cheap.
Mm-hmm. You can go to Angel Fire Resort in New Mexico.
We've given that one away.
We are?
Lift tickets.
You gave that away already?
Lift tickets galore, yep.
Lift tickets. All right, you can win that if you know who Roger Vinson is. Call us now to identify 800-510-TALK at half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityTy Diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Leg.
Unless you're worrying about the weather, I'm in Denver today, and the Macy's downtown has about a foot of water in it. The ice jams because of the ice dams. If you're a homeowner, you ought to be careful of this, because after all this snow, the ice dams will come. It's going to be 44 or 45 degrees here in Denver today. That'll melt some of the snow, and then it gets cold at night. Everything freezes up. It'll be happening all across the country. The exception will be in Texas, which is a good thing, because the Super Bowl on Sunday will be played apparently under about 60 degrees. Well, they don't open the isn't that a domed stadium in Dallas?
Yes, and they're not going to open it.
No, they're not going to open it. How old is that stadium, by the way? I don't follow football, so I don't know much about any of these.
Jimmy Johnson. It's only two years old. Yeah. The great thing about that stadium is whatever ungodly amount of money.
Yeah.
And the Jumbotron was too low. So, like, the first game, the punters were out practicing their kicks, and all of the balls kept hitting the Jumbotron. It was beautiful.
Great. By the way, it looks like Los Angeles is going to get a football team. And one of the insurance companies, these guys...
Again?
Yeah, well, listen to this.
Hey.
Remember how we bailed out AIG?
Right.
The taxpayer bailed out AIG. Somehow, they found $700 million.
Isn't it AEG? That's...
Oh, is it AEG? I thought it was AIG. ABCDEFGHIJ. Maybe it is. You may be right. Even if it isn't AIG, if it's AEG, insurance companies have that kind of dough. That tells you something.
It was AIG. The insurance company we bailed out?
Yes. No, yeah. You bailed out AIG.
Yeah, we bailed out AIG, but there's a company called AEG that's building a $700 million football stadium in Los Angeles.
They own the Staples Center. They did a lot of renovations.
They did a nice job with the Staples Center. They did a nice job with the Nikon. What's it called? Nico? What is this? That Nikoya? Nikoya? What is
Nokia?
The Nokia?
Nikoya.
Okay. Not so much laughter, please. It was a mistake.
That was cute.
It was cute. Okay. This is the week that was, as it were. By the way, we have this question going. Richie, you haven't told me who's there. They don't have any computer for the screen. Oh. Roger Vincent, who is he? We are going to identify him in the next few minutes. And we have all of these ski lift tickets to give away for Iron Mountain in Michigan and Ski Sawmill, Pennsylvania. We have Treetops in Michigan, Loop Loop Ski Bowl in Washington, Cataluche Ski Area in North Carolina.
Cataluche.
They are from, what is it called?
No, I don't know. Cataluche is kind of very Italian.
Easy for you to say. Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New York State. We have all kinds of recreation areas.
Going down the hill.
Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts. We got lots of ski lift tickets we give away if you're a skier. If not,
can we come up with an idea that will revolutionize the world?
Yes, we can.
Let's do skiing during summer when people would actually like to see snow.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to leave snow for snow right now?
That's right. Snow. Well, you don't have to work too hard.
No,
snow again this weekend.
That's not the mentality. The mentality is, hey, if it's going to snow, you might as well have some fun.
Right.
So let's go.
That's true. Yeah, let's go. Let's get out.
Okay, you can go skiing. I'll be in the Bahamas.
So we want to know who Roger Vincent is. 800-510-8255. Coming up in a few minutes, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with some info on actually a couple of stories that are important to the world of medicine and to your life. We have those also. The downloads, the podcasts are available at gooddayshow.com. There's a story there today, the cow. As you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have always told the boys and girls to find whatever good cow stories you can find, put them up on the website. So you remember that cow that escaped the slaughterhouse 5 years or so ago, I think. There's another adventure. This cow's had another adventure, and the story behind the story is at DougStefan.com. All right? You want to know the story of that cow?
Yes.
Check out the story. Very cool. Also, at the website, to gooddayshow.com, we have the 7 best Super Bowl ads of all time. And so, just for the fun of it, Richie has got the audio for these best Super Bowl ads in terms of, we're going to, no matter whether we watch the games or not, we're all going to remember these ads. So, Richie, I don't know if we go in any particular order, 1 to 7, 7 to 1.
No, we can count them down if you want to.
All right, so why don't you give us the number 7 Super Bowl ad, the best 7, and this is at number 7.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Paul.
Pew.
Thrilling so far.
This is fun. Bring that weak ass stuff up in this humpy bumpy. You killed it, Joe. You make some more. You know that, baby. I was here for a long day. A long day.
These are the ones where they had the office thing going on.
You know, what was that ad for?
Terry Tate. It's for, Reebok. Right. And where the guy's just making coffee. And then all of a sudden, this football player, Terry Tate, comes in and just nails him, lays him out. And they had like a series of 6 or 7 of them. They were hilarious. So, yeah.
So far, I'm not impressed.
Now you got to see it.
This is the AOL list. And by the way, this is more, it is more visual than it is audio. So, but we'll try to capture at least some. I don't remember that ad at all.
If you saw it, you would. It's hilarious.
All right. So here's number 6.
When I grow up, on a file all day.
I want to claw my way up middle management, be replaced on a whim. I want to have a brown nose.
I want to be a yes man.
Yes woman.
Yes sir.
Coming sir.
Anything for a raise sir.
When I grow up, I want to be underappreciated.
Be paid less for doing the same job.
I want to be forced into early retirement.
Monster.com.
Hire that kid who wants to work cheap.
Very cute.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's number 6. Number 5, these are the best Super Bowl ads of all time, according to the voting done at AOL.
McDonald's. Classic.
What's in the bag? Lunch. Big Mac.
That's Joe Kaiser.
You
and me for my Big Mac.
And, Larry
first Bird. One to miss watches the winner eat.
Oh, right.
No, don't.
I think we're going to be here a while. I suggest you go get a Big Mac.
Is for your Big Mac, right? First one that misses.
And then they had a bunch of those, too.
Yeah, no, that was, I remember that one.
Lasted a couple years, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was good. Larry Bird, who's the other guy?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, Jordan, okay. He was a pretty good basketball player, too, yeah.
Pretty well-known guy.
All right, so that was number five. Number four, Richie, best Super Bowl ads.
Oh, everybody remembers this one. Bud. Why?
Bud. Why? Bud.
Yeah.
Bud. Wines. Bud. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud. Wines. Bud.
That's good. That's a good one. All right, number three, Richie, of the best seven Super Bowl ads.
This is one of the most award-winning ads of all time, Xerox's 1977 Super Bowl ad.
Ever since people started recording information, there's been a need to duplicate it.
Very nice work, Brother Dominic.
Thank you.
Very nice. Now, I would like 500 more sets.
Brother Dominic, how are you?
Could you do a big job for me?
The Xerox 9200 duplicating system, unlike anything we've ever made, feeds and cycles originals, has a computerized programmer that controls the entire system.
All right. Duplicate. So I don't have. I thought these were all 30s.
No, some of them are. Some are 30s, some are 1 minute.
All right, so we have three left, right?
We have two left.
Two left. All right, here's number two best Super Bowl ad of all time.
Pepsi. Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
Where she's getting out of the Ferrari.
Yeah.
The two little boys are just, like, awestruck by her awesomeness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nothing here, but...
All right, the music. Okay, what's the number one? According to AOL voters, number one best Super Bowl ad of all
time. It's the 1984 Apple one, and there's not a whole lot here as far as the audio goes.
All right, but here's the clue. Here's the clue. Here's the key. I get paid by the word, folks. That's why I put some of them together sometimes. All of them are at DougStephan.com, so you can check them out there.
This one's it's very dramatic. It was actually directed by Ridley Scott.
Really?
And it's, I just watched it during the break, and it's amazing how well Macintosh markets themselves, because it says, this will be the day that 1984 will not seem like 1984 anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's powerful.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. Check them out. Want to see what they are? You got them there. We put them up for you at DougStephan.com. In a moment, the answer to our question, who is Roger Vinson? And Dr. Ken joins us momentarily as well here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
800-510-8255, dialed up by Nancy, who thinks she knows who Roger Vinson is. All right, Nancy, enlighten us, will you please? Where'd Nancy go, Richie?
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah.
There she is.
Short naps, aren't they great? All right, so Nancy, who is Roger Vinson?
He is the judge that made the health care unconstitutional.
Well, he's the one this week. There have been four judges that have taken this health care thing to task. Two of them have said it is constitutional. Two of them have said it's not. He's the most recent one who said it is not. So you hold on just a second. We'll give you a nice prize for calling with the answer and being on top of some of the news this week. Isn't it interesting how political the even everything's political now. Even the judges. I mean, I suppose people say I'm naive because if I don't think that that's part of it, it ought not to be part of it. That's what annoys me about this. And no politics involved in this. All of these decisions should be made basically on the interpretation of the law and the words, not what some political machination is about this. So at any rate, but we did get him identified, one of the most important names of the week, Roger Vinson, along with Julian Assange, big name this week, and Harry, the usual suspects. All right, so in the meantime, Dr. Ken is right around the corner. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Domino's 5.99 carryout pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's 5.99 carryout pizza deal. Get a large inspired pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Hurry in. Offer ends February 5th. Only at Domino's.
Carry out only. The dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
So the Doug Stephan Good Day program, Good Day and a focus on health. Noticing that there is a large increase in the number of cosmetic surgeries for men who have breast cancer. We've heard the discussion on man boobs before. There are plenty of men who are boobs, Ken. They don't necessarily have boobs, but I'm looking at a picture of Jack Nicholson taken from the Bucket List, and his boobies are showing there, and because there are a lot of men with boobies, more and more men are having breast cancer issues as well, right?
Exactly. I think men in general are not allergic to the plastic surgeon anymore. There's breast reduction for men through plastic surgery when there's breast cancer, or gynecomastia, which is a hormonally induced increase. Some drugs do it also, increase in the breast size. And this can be obviously very embarrassing for a man. I get this complaint not too infrequently in my office.
Lab veins and the way bypass surgery is conducted, there are more people who have it than needed, but if it's really needed and done well, what's the new news?
Very, very exciting. Out of Science Translational Medicine this week, medical scientists at East Carolina University have developed veins from human muscle tissue that was donated. They've lasted longer than a year. This is probably going to be available in a couple of years for bypass surgery for the heart. You won't need to take the veins from the legs. And for dialysis patients, this will help them also. Very exciting.
Interesting news on those human papilloma virus shots we were thinking it was for girls, but now they can be used for boys?
Exactly. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, human papilloma virus, the HPV vaccine, can help stave off genital warts in boys and men. HPV, it's a sexually transmitted disease. It can be transmitted through vaginal, anal, and oral sex. And it's been linked to genital warts as well as cervical, vaginal, vulvar, oral, penile, and anal cancers.
All right, some news there. Here's, speaking of news, good news for those of you who are having trouble with your digestive system, your gastrointestinal tract. There are ailments caused by not having enough of the good probiotics and other things that come from a good product, actually a variety of products from Digestive Advantage, Ken.
Exactly. If you have any of those digestive symptoms that you can't get solved by the doctor, you have the bloating, the pain, the diarrhea, they now have Digestive Advantage with lactose defense, gas defense, and constipation defense.
At CVS, Walgreens, Target, $10 for a 30-day supply. Digestive Advantage is what you're looking for. The word from the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
75.
All right, now it's 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program for 2/4/11. That is the year. What is this? Is this the year of the fish or something? The Chinese New Year was just last week.
It was, yes. And it is.
Is that
year
the
year of the
fish?
The rabbit.
Year of the bunny?
The rabbit, yeah.
The rabbit. Oh, okay. Year of the rabbit. What does that mean is going to happen? Is this going to be Charlie
Sheen's
year or not?
We're all going to appropriate a lot and poop pellets. Yeah. I don't know. What do you do?
Perfect. Yeah. Poop pellets. That's actually, they have pretty good, their poop is pretty good for gardens and stuff. That's a technical information. Yeah, we are here to clear up any information that is if you're misinformed, we straighten that out here at 54 past the hour. Speaking of straightening out information, there is information that is coming to you faster than you can imagine, faster than the speed of light. That was going to do the over the building, able to leap tall, that stuff. But no, the best place to share your photos and view others' photos on the Internet. Wouldn't you like to know what the best place is to do that? Because there's fish and snap and whatever. What do they have all the...
Snapfish.
Wait. Oh, it's snap.
Snapfish, yeah.
Why are you laughing at me so much today, by the way?
Because you're funny. Is
infectious, you're funny and cute. What's wrong with that?
What about the... there's another one that begins with a C that you can share pictures on, isn't there?
I use Flickr.
Flickr is also. All right, well, why are we having this discussion? Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will answer that question, so there'll be no worry. We'll have no doubt after this information gets to our ears.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Something bouncy. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through February 5th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
I've discovered a new old website recently, and I wanted to share it with you. It's called Flickr, and you've probably heard of it for a long time now, which is why I say new old website. The photography social networking website has been around for years, but I have only recently started using it. That's because it's only recently that photography has become a hobby for me. And Flickr is a great place to see endless excellent pictures, as well as to display your own photos. Like on Facebook, you can comment on others' pictures and receive comments on your own. And it's filled with photography enthusiasts who share tips, ideas, and experiences openly. It's a great way to get ideas of what to photograph. There are also very active message boards on specific cameras, on specific subjects of photography, and on every possible aspect of taking pictures. If you are at all interested in photography, go to Flickr.com for details. It's free. I'm Alex Goldfein.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you'll receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now.
Yes,
1-800-503-2610.
Now.
And if you're bored after that, you can call us at 800-510-8255. Speaking of technology, I think many people feel WikiLeaks, Wikipedia, all the wiki, W-I-K-I things are technology. I may be one of the few people who thinks this is a good idea, and I know people throw rocks at the radio sometimes at some of the positions I take on things, but I, for one, I thought it was kind of cool that the WikiLeaks founder, or WikiLeaks itself, was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. A politician in Norway is behind the proposal, says that this site is, quote, one of the most important contributions to freedom of speech and transparency in the 21st century. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. There is a lot of stuff. By the way, all of the hoopla about it, what has happened that's been negative since all this stuff has been released? Anybody seen anything? No countries have fallen. No businesses
have
gone. You
did have to dress like a girl, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think this guy's a little strange, but people that do this sort of thing are strange.
By the way, Norway's on the phone. They have your honorary citizenship all ready for you.
Really, Richie?
Yeah.
Make sure they send me a passport. I may need it.
Yeah. Now I've got the citizenship for Duke Stepping.
Dude, that's how they talk in Finland, not Norway. That's